to the Nutri-Medical Report for Wednesday, the 25th, believe it or not, of July. We're almost finished the month. And, of course, the longest blood red moon is this Friday. I don't know if it has any geopolitical significance, but lots of things are going on. We have Lowell Pontu, one of our greatest geopolitical analysts, on to talk about the insanity of what's going on in the media and the left and the intel agencies. The latest issue with Cohen and the Cohen tape. And, of course, the removal of the security clearances for Obama and Bush. I call the Bushites and the Obamanites. They're actually trying to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump. Kind of an intel soft crew against him, literally turning their security clearances into money as pundits on CNN and MSNBC. So let's rock and roll, Lowell, with your latest article, which we'll post up today.
Oh, well, we'll talk about a couple, including an advanced one of what I'm talking about Monday. But yes, Nancy Pelosi this week said, astonishingly, this is so extraordinary, that is, to President Trump's attempt to take away the security clearances of John Brennan and others. The last thing you want in intelligence, said Pelosi, is partisanship. Think about that. She's saying, in effect, John Brennan wasn't partisan. None of these other Obama holdovers were partisan in anything they did trying to destroy Donald Trump. Therefore, let them keep their security clearances and have access to information. You know, I thought in the intelligence community, the first rule of these matters was need to know. Even if you had a security clearance, if you went to a government office and said, I want this information, they will say, what is your need to know this information? I don't see where John Brennan currently has any need to know whatever is proceeding in a confidential way or classified way regarding Trump. But Brennan apparently thinks he does. How he ever got a clearance to begin with when he used to vote for the Communist Party, I don't know. But Nancy Pelosi's statement in its hypocrisy and surrealism is absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it?
It is, and it shows you that this is a government that believes the left should be exempt from law in everything, and the right should be prosecuted for even the tiniest infractions. By the way, Attorney General, whose records were stolen by the government in violation of attorney-client privilege, they don't just have one tape, they apparently have a dozen. And how do we know this? Because Michael Avenatti, the attorney for that prostitute, what's her name, Stormy Daniels, the porn movie star, said so. Well, how would he possibly know that, asked Alan Dershowitz, former Harvard law professor.
Right.
And Dershowitz's point is quite clear. You know, this is confidential information. This was information that was supposed to be handed to a special master and not shown to anyone in law enforcement until it had been cleared and approved as acceptable. And yet, somehow, Michael Avenatti claims to know it. Well, if that's the case, then the people prosecuting Donald Trump are not playing by the rules. They're violating, they're passing around confidential information willy-nilly, as we knew they'd been doing from the beginning of this exercise. But here's yet more proof of it. And I'm not sure that any of those tapes, A, show any law-breaking on Mr. Trump's part, and B, even if they did, they are fruit of a poison tree. They were seized illegally by the government, and as a result, they should be thrown out. But then almost everything in the case against Trump has the same problem. It should be thrown out. We finally got a release of the FISA application system that the government had used in at least one case, and there, with the signature of Rod Rosenstein, the man who appointed Mr. Mueller, on it, we find that, yes, the dossier, made up out of whole cloth by a British intelligence agent who used to run the Russia desk at MI6, Mr. Steele, and various Russian agents, that they had concocted the thing out of whole cloth, and yet The FBI vouched for it. That's what you are required to do by law when you take something like that to a FISA court, to say, you have checked it and it is valid. Well, they themselves have admitted that they never got it checked, they never verified it, and yet it was used to get a FISA warrant. In that case, everything obtained by the FISA warrant, which included wiretaps and all kinds of things into Trump, they're all to be thrown out.
Well, I think it says something about the FISA court system. They remember, this came, the FISA court was renewed by Congress last year by the Republicans before it became evident that the FISA court is always abusing. This is standard procedure. This is just not an anomaly regarding Trump. This is standard for the FISA court.
Well, what the British used to call it was a star chamber proceeding.
Right.
That is, it's the use of secret government to go after people in secret, to put a thin veneer of supposed legality over what is really an abuse of the Fourth Amendment, your right to be free of illegal search and seizure. And yet, there it is. I don't blame the FISA court judges, even though one of them was apparently a close personal friend of Mr. Strzok and met with Mr. Strzok in secret or in private. But the fact is, they were handed a warrant application sworn to by the deputy head of the FBI, saying, this is okay, this is on the up and up, or pardon me, by the deputy head of the Department of Justice, saying, this is all okay, this is valid material you're being given, when in fact it was utterly invalid. The FISA warrant should never have been issued, and everything obtained by it should be thrown out, in which case Mr. Mueller would now have zero case right now.
It's not a case to try to charge him with anything. It's to build up a case so they can hand it over to Congress if they get a blue wave so they can impeach him. That's all it is.
Well, they've been handing it over to Congress in their planning, but in the meanwhile, they've been handing it over to, for example, the U.S. attorneys in the Southern District of New York, who are known to be a cabal of extreme leftists. Why are they being given this information? Isn't this a wild overreach by Mueller? And in fact, he wants to guarantee that even if he is given an order to shut down and burn his files, they were all gained illegally, he has already given them to others to prosecute Trump with. I mean, it's just the most amazing abuse of power one can imagine.
It really is, isn't it?
Well, and in effect, they're also using medieval torture. I mean, as we sit talking right now, it was the fellow who was Trump's campaign manager for a brief time. He is being held in solitary confinement.
You're talking about Manafort.
Yeah, being held 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. Others, like General Flynn, have had their children threatened, said, oh, we're going to send your son to prison for the next 20 years if you don't make up material against Trump for us. That kind of thing. We have found that Rod Rosenstein reportedly threatened several members of the Congressional Investigating Committee trying to look into this for asking for him to turn over information. He threatened them and said he would come after them with confidential information about them.
Wow.
Unless they stop questioning. In other words, we're looking at a thug neo-Nazi government engaged in medieval torture tactics to try to do anything to go after Trump.
Wow.
They're trying to get utterly false confessions. They know they're false. This is America, 2017, 2018. It's utterly appalling.
Yeah, well, I think, I have to be honest with you, I think since 9/11, the intel agencies have decided that they are the government, and they stretch the skins of the national government and the public over the super frame of the beast, like from the 25th century, to emanate a robot. Bureaucratic superstate.
By congressional subpoenas, that's great.
Exactly. Back in a moment with Lowell. I'd like you to fill in what you think the future will be. To me, it doesn't matter if it's the left or right, because both the left and right are deceived by what the future will be 5 to 10 years from now and how the, quote, New World Order world government will come in. I'd like you to imagineer what you think it'll be and
okay,
say...
let's get you a new passport.
Let's say...
Follow the instructions, and I'll be waiting when you're ready.
I'd like you to kind of give me an idea what you think the future will be.
Do I have 30 seconds?
You have more than that. Yeah, that was just my computer kicking on because I'm trying to get my password fixed, and it decided to start talking to me while we're on air, believe it or not.
The challenge is, obviously, government has been getting progressively bigger. In fact, Thomas Jefferson famously said that it is the natural tendency of government to grow and grow and grow. And therefore, if you intend to be a free society, you have to stop its growth. But instead, we have socialists like young Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
right.
Apparently a descendant of the conquistador Cortez.
Isn't that interesting? So she's
a thought.
Right.
But they simply are saying, oh, well, we want government to do more and more. We want government to give you free health care and so on. We want government to give you basically everything needed to buy your vote for the Democratic Party. And the problem is, the question she can't answer, who will pay for this? And the answer, of course, is those of us who actually work for a living. In other words, more and more free riders will be riding at no cost to themselves in the cart, will be paying no taxes, while a smaller and smaller number will pay heavier and heavier taxes. And this can be done by both the left and the right. You're quite correct, because progressivism has infected and poisoned both sides of the political aisle. But the people in government, when I was a young journalist in Washington, I used to hang out with the now late Arthur Kroc. Kroc was for 30 years the chief of the New York Times Bureau in Washington, D.C., and he just kind of took me under his wing as a young journalist. And one day we're sitting in his office, entirely alone, no one around, and he says, you know, Lowell, with the exception of my friend Barry Goldwater, I have never known a politician in this town, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, who would not sell his own mother in 5 seconds in order to gain more power or glory for himself.
Wow.
Or I guess he said, pardon me, in order to gain 5% more power or glory for himself. The point is, people who are drawn into politics are by and large the most mentally ill people among us. They are the people who love ego and glory. They are the people who want to have power over others. They are the people who believe they have some moral right to take away what you have earned from your family and give it to somebody else. You know, when John F. Kennedy was president of the U.S., more than half of every tax dollar went to national defense. Today, far more than two-thirds of every tax dollar goes just to transfer payments, just to taking money out of your pocket, Dr. Bill, in order to put it into the pocket of someone the politicians deem more worthy than you are of having the fruits of your labor.
Really?
In other words, we're developing a whole new system of slavery here. And we've gone a long way toward that. Now,
it's the most vicious form of slavery. It's not like slavery like in ancient times where they put an awl up your ear and put a puncture through it and put a kind of a tag that says you're owned by a certain person. This is cyber slavery. And the deep state and the intel agencies not only want to control your actions, they want to even control your thoughts, which is why you see even the media and the left getting intolerant of even alternative viewpoints, even if they receive the same end. For example, I believe, and we've talked about this, like a libertarian view, of a reverse tax for the minimum income rather than trying to force business to increase the wages. Or I don't want a top-down healthcare system like Canada or Britain that kills people. I want a system where the money, let's say a VAT, goes to the county, and then they hire doctors and nurses and other people and don't need insurance.
Narrator settings window.
So what do you think? I mean, that's what I see happening, right?
Well, that's why I'm calling
the online user guide. Press the up and down arrow keys or swipe left and right.
And that is, while we weren't watching, a wall went up around America.
Right.
You might think this is the kind of wall Donald Trump promised. In fact, it's the opposite. It is not stopping illegal aliens from coming in. It is not stopping them from reaching their hand in our pocket and collecting welfare paid by American taxpayers. No, this is a wall against immigrants, against people trying to get out. This was put in place by our beloved President Barack Obama.
The Obaminator, you mean? The Obaminator.
And Craig Smith and I wrote about this in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. There are 19 major traps that Obama set for taxpayers and people trying to save and so on that would take your money away. And this is just one of them. We warned more than 2 years ago that this was coming. Well, it finally is implemented. The Internal Revenue...
But why now? Why now during the Trump administration when he's trying to act like he's much more, if you want to call it, libertarian in his viewpoint and pivoting to be pragmatic in how he does things? Why now would this happen?
This is not being done by our elected government. This is being done by the deep state.
Exactly. That's the point I'm trying to get to.
The problem is, the more we have socialists about to take over the government, the more money is going to have to be squeezed out of fewer and fewer people to pay for it. So this is one step towards squeezing that money out of you and me. Now, here's what Obama put in place. The Internal Revenue Service now has the power, at its whim, at its arbitrary decision, to say, oh, Dr. Bill, we think you may owe the government $50,000 in unpaid taxes, and therefore we are pushing a button on our computer screen that instantly nullifies your passport. You may have thought that you owned your own citizenship as American, but in fact you don't. We can turn your citizenship off. We're going to give citizenship to all those illegals coming in so they can vote Democrat here, but we're going to take your citizenship away, particularly your right to leave the country. Remember when we used to boast that whatever problems the U.S. might have, we don't need to build a wall to keep our people in, like the Berlin Wall in East Germany. No, no, no. Our people are free to leave. Well, they're not free to leave anymore. The IRS just days ago issued an order that 362,000 U.S. citizens that the IRS claims, it hasn't been proven, that they claim owe $50,000 or more in back taxes and penalties, now can no longer leave the United States.
Wow.
You know, all those rich people who bought big estates in New Zealand, for example, thinking when the stuff starts to hit the fan, I can get on an airliner and fly half a world away and I'll be safe. They don't seem to realize that they're going to try to get on that airliner and be told their passport is not valid. The IRS has shut off their passport until they pay whatever bribe the IRS is demanding. If the IRS says you owe $10 million in back taxes, you're not going to be allowed to flee the United States until you pay that $10 million.
Wow.
In other words, you are a slave, boys and girls. You are under house arrest here in the United States.
Amazing. I guess the deep state's making its move, isn't it?
It's the new wall. And by the way, states do that kind of thing, too.
I want to give an opine for maybe a minute or two and get your comments about what I see the future say in 2030, which is just 11 and a half years from now. Now, of course, in the spring around April of 2029, we're supposed to have the passage of Apophis, which is called the ancient Egyptian term for the destroyer star, which is an asteroid that's going to be three times the size of the one that wiped out the dinosaurs. Not likely to hit us, but it's got its debris field, which is around 3 million square miles by the time it crosses the Earth's orbital pathway. We also have the crossing of the debt, and you mentioned on the break the debt ceiling and how the current expenditures, even before we have socialists take over like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanderclaus, I call him, I've changed his name, by the way, it's impossible for us to pay for military or any expenditures from the government unless they literally inflate the currency and just create money out of nothing, like the song from you know, money for nothing and the chicks for free. Remember that song?
Oh, sure.
I call it the checks. Instead of chicks, I call it checks, C-H-E-C-K, rather than C-H-I-C-K-S.
Yeah, that was the group Dire Straits.
Exactly. So we'll be in Dire Straits in 2030. Now, here's the future I suspect is coming. They recruited me 40 years ago to actually work on cyber hacking into human consciousness. And a number of institutes, including the across America, major universities are acquired in groups of neuropsychologists and scientists to try to hack into human consciousness. Some companies are already saying in 5 to 7 years they'll be able to hack into your cortex. And you'll be able to play video games even without a computer screen because they'll hack directly to your cortex. So you won't even actually need to have eyes or even ears. They can have bidirectional access to databases. So the God in the future won't be the God of the universe. It'll be the God of data through the cybernet. So we will have a cybernetic cage where everybody will be trapped in the matrix. It won't just be external. That's why they want to put 12,000 satellites to make a matrix of things. You talk about the Internet of Things. They want to make you into one of those things. No different than a table or a tree or anything else. Only you have active data interface with your brain so they can not only know what you're thinking, but interface with you. It's a very dark future indeed. In fact, the idea of personal autonomy, representative government, or the idea that you're anything other than an advanced biological species to be controlled by this new intelligent supernet is anathema to the globalists. They're basically full force Luciferic and Satanists that want to enslave the remaining population after they massively reduce our fertility, our IQ, our biology, and by vaccinating us in 2 years' time, for example, the National Vaccine 2020 ID program is coming in. And then they have in the pipeline just for adults alone 271 vaccines that alter your DNA, make your immune system go crazy, and basically result in autoimmune disease and premature death. So what I see is within 11 and a half years at the rate we're going, it may be sooner or later, but it's going to be around that time, probably more like between 2030 and 2034, we're going to cross what I call the Rubicon, where the technology will completely enslave the human race unless we become aware of the dark future that's coming. And by the way, both Democrats and Republicans are doing it. When Trump advised and allowed 5G network to be put across America, when he put in William Ray, who believes that cyber-connecting group metadata is okay, when even Kavanaugh, the new Supreme Court nominee in previous judgment, decided that he was going to accept the idea that metadata and group collection didn't violate the Fourth Amendment, we're already moving very quickly with that, with social media that's just another arm or tentacle of the deep state, the media, and the intel agencies who, after the 9/11, you know, self-inflicted wound of 9/11, because 9/11 was an inside job, and anybody who thinks it's a conspiracy theory is a moron and a liar and a deceptive person trying to literally destroy the human race. Because you have to understand, unless we become aware of the problems and the demonic entities and minions behind it, we're going to all die. Or a lot of us, and the rest of us will be slaves in a cybernetic matrix within 10 to 11 years, roughly. That's what I see coming. People say, oh, no, Dr. Diggle said, by the way, I'm deep enough in this, including intel agencies, I'm not interested in other people's opinion. I could care less what people think. I know what's coming, and I don't know exactly the dates or exactly how and what steps, but I can tell you between the debt bomb, the genetic bomb, the cybernetic bomb to attack and destroy and completely enslave the human race, it's all going to converge in the next decade or so, and we're in deep trouble. And people don't understand it's not a left-right thing. It's every aspect of every government on earth are moving in various places. I call it like the laboratory of China, where they have helmets you wear to actually monitor your mental behavior, even while you're working on a high-speed rail line or an electric parts factory. You have to understand the matrix is being built around you, and you don't even know it, most people. And I'm not interested in their damned opinion. They don't have my access or experience or the hell I've gone through to know what I know, and I'm not damn well interested in what they think. It's coming whether you like it or not. It's like a bull racing toward you with his horns down toward your stomach. You're going to get gored shortly, and you better listen up. What do you think of that?
I remember when I was about 17 or 16, I spent a summer working by selling encyclopedia door to door. Now, I never actually sold any because a little voice in my head always said, you were given the power to persuade, but it was not to be used for this. But it was the best education I have ever gotten. because it permanently immunized me against what are called high-pressure selling techniques.
Right.
And one, I mean, they taught us all the techniques you use to manipulate people to get them to buy the encyclopedia. And one of the key techniques is you never give the mark, the sucker, the target, any question that can be answered with the word no. You always give them a question like, do you prefer the red binding or the blue binding? And look what we're being given as pseudo-democracy today. Do you prefer red government, Republican bigger government, or do you prefer blue government, Democrat?
Exactly. Even with Donald Trump as, quote, the head, and with a lot of things he's doing that seem correct, like putting more money in your pocket and doing building a wall to stop illegal immigrants coming across, there's a lot of very negative things happening under his watch by the deep state, and even by Trump himself, who's got bad advisors around him, that wrote, for example, like John Lightning Bolt, I call him, Lightning Bolton, who wrote the PNAC document. People have to understand, Trump is trying, at least superficially, to be doing a lot of good things, but under his administration, a lot of prophetic and very bad things are happening. For example, the idea of moving the U.S. Embassy to Tel Aviv is kind of okay, because everybody else has done it in every other country, but he promised also to rebuild the Jewish temple. And people have to know that the abomination of desolation in the Bible is precisely that. So he's like King Herod Agrippa. He's actually doing something that has on its face what appears to be very good, and a lot of Christians are on side. They don't understand what he's doing is actually provoking World War III, because the ultimate war is going to be triggered between Israel and Muslim countries with Russian backing, and we're going to eventually have a thermonuclear exchange. Despite the fact that we're supposedly having dialogue with Russia, which should be a natural ally, Russia's not a good actor. They're hacking into our power grid and other things, and of course we're probably hacking into theirs. But a platform for warfare is to take down our power grids, our air traffic controllers, and our even water treatment facilities. People have to understand that. They have to understand the same thing with China, but they don't. And so while Trump is superficially doing a lot of good things, and he's going to put in a judge who may get rid of the federal Roe versus Wade abortion thing, which should have never passed, 3 years later for that ultrasound, but what I see happening is you're exactly correct. We're being given the yes questions. Do you want red government or blue government? Do you want a Trump-style government, which will bring you eventually into the New World Order in a Trump-style way, or a blue government? I know right now it's more or less painful to see what Trump is doing, because Hillary Clinton and the Clintonistas want to make it so noxious they immediately revolt against it. What Trump is doing is he's keeping people on side with his pro-Christian, pro-life, and pro-American and pro-economy stance, but the thing is, a lot of stuff going on under the Trump's administration is very bad in the long run, isn't it?
Well, yes. And I mean, this is the thing. You want to give people a pseudo-democracy so they feel they still have some measure of control. But in fact, for example, they're sending in their DNA to find out their background and so on. What
right.
do you think happens to those samples of your DNA when they arrive at these various companies? Well, if you look at the contracts of the companies, they all say that they do not necessarily guarantee that your DNA information won't be turned over to someone else.
Well, I know who it's being turned over. It's turned over to DARPA. It's being turned over to genetic engineering companies to create super soldiers. It's being turned over to intel agencies, and it can be actually used through hacking through the cybernetic holographic universe to actually harm you at a distance. People don't believe that. Too bad. So sad.
So they're getting you to pay for your own enslavement.
Exactly. And then, of course, down the road, they want to get rid of wild reproduction.
Hi.
Welcome back. And so, Lowell, what do you think of my layout of a very probable, not necessarily all the details, but the overall, you want to call it, palette of colors of 11 years from now, roughly, of the new world global cyber matrix slave state of or planet Earth? I mean, this is what's coming, isn't it? And it doesn't matter if it's left or right or communist or socialist or transhumanist. It's all different aspects of the same thing.
And that's part of the reason Craig and I wrote Money, Morality, and the Machine, was to go into
right.
This was being done by the European Union and is being done here in the United States, where they want to wipe out our own national identity by swamping the U.S. With immigrants.
Right.
Who will change the whole national identity. We saw a case of that in this election by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she, after all, won in a district that was 50% Latino.
Right.
That's why the number four Democrat in Congress there lost. He was not Latino. And why she won, because she was, being
right.
Puerto Rican of ancestry.
Right.
Anyway, that book, which goes into a lot of detail of exactly what we're dealing with, is absolutely free and postpaid if anyone wants it. It will literally not cost you a penny. And you just get it by calling a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the Year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. I do have to say it will forever change the way a lot of people view politics and economics.
When yeah, one of the things...
We're being manipulated.
And I think what you're saying in the book in this is... It's more libertarian, but it's not left or right. It's just looking at things. The left-right dialogue, by the way, or dialectic, is right out of the idea of controlling the population through left and right dialectics is how politics is used to control populations through the idea of the pseudo reality of representative government. Even 1933, we went to martial law in America. They've actually suspended the actual Constitution as a Masonic ceremony. People don't understand that. They've actually proxied our birth certificates through Seed Corporation to back the so-called fractional reserve money system, which we have, which is under the Reserve of Europe. It's one of many currencies under the currency umbrella of the Federal Reserve System, with the Queen of the Netherlands being the titulary head to the Federal Reserve System Board. People don't understand what's really going on is Masonic Luciferic ceremonies, and they're ceremonially getting us ready for the next stage of world government, aren't they?
Or to think of it even more simply, polytics, poly means many, ticks is a blood-sucking insect.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So we're getting many blood-sucking insects, and you're quite right. I mean, Republican or Democrat, you notice how they often both vote against Trump. That's not a coincidence. The fact is, since progressivism took over our politics, for politicians to stay in power and have all that money to spend and all that glory for themselves,
right.
They're very similar. In fact, you occasionally see politicians just change political party in order to stay in office.
They care
more
about
themselves than they do about the people.
We see that with politicians who change their stripes. For example, I'm looking at this politician fighting Gavin Newsom who's in the Republican Party. He's got the top billing now. His name is John Cox. And I'm very concerned about when politicians change their stripes, like a zebra or a leopard doesn't change its spots. The fact is that they have changed their spots. And we have to wonder, is it an actual change in their worldview, or what is it? What do you think?
Well, I think in part it's that a politician is supposed to be oily. That is, he's supposed to be compromised enough in his morals and values that he can act as the lubricant between two sides that would otherwise bang into each other and cause sparks and maybe set things on fire.
Yeah, in other words, they control both sides of the dialectic. For example, I'm sure if you go to secret Masonic ceremonies, one thing I know, because I am able to minister up to 90th degree plus Masons, is that it doesn't matter what holy book you worship on, whether it's the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Talmud of Babylon, the Bible, or the Urantia book. It really doesn't matter. The fact is that at the highest level, the Luciferic elite are in both Republican and Democrat. And the same thing goes on. For example, look at John Kerry, who's a Skull and Bonesman, literally had the same ceremony on the same day as George Bush, so who's a Republican. So you have to understand that this is a game played out. For example, Bohemian Grove, but Bohemian Grove worldwide, and we talked about this last week with not only Gary Richard Arnold, but also Scott Adams of Red State Talk Radio. You're saying the same thing in your book, which is really important people get, because we're at the point now where they're ready to close the trap, and it's about to happen in the next decade, isn't it?
Sure, and they're going to claim that they're doing this to fight the rich, in part, to create more equality here. Number one, when people are polled and have discussions with psychologists, they find nobody cares about equality. people care about fairness, which is a whole different thing. But in terms of political equality, I mean, it's just surreal what we've developed here. And politics is just a way to distract people.
Exactly.
To take their attention away from the question, why do we like big government at all? I mean, nobody's talking about seriously shrinking the government.
Well, that, the problem is, if you have people like Ocasio-Cortez, when I look at her and Bernie Sanders, Sanders is a doctor, and I'm sure he's seen lots of situations where the healthcare system in America is very deficient. But you don't want to bring the Canadian or British-style system here or New Zealand, because these systems basically provide what's called hangnail medicine at the speed of light. They prevent innovation. They regulate doctors that are actually developing better ways and cheaper costs of treating things. They don't want to push nutritional medicine, but pharmacology. They have giant establishments that make tons of money from what we call commando-style interventions with major surgery and so on. And not to say that major surgery and so on are not necessary. I'm a surgeon, too. I mean, I did every kind of surgery, including trauma surgery, open heart.
Let's face it, with government, Dr. Rich, if you tomorrow were to invent a pill that would let every American live to be 150 years old, do you think the government would let you give that pill to people?
Well, actually, I just did. Our Red Nerve Velvet DR is actually one of the major steps.
The government wants you to die before you collect too much welfare.
Well, they not only want, they don't want you to also be in public service where you've collected dynastic wealth and paid off your home and have had your 12th trip around the world and are volunteering, but also could go into public office and not be bought out by somebody because you're not bought upable. This is one of the things that people are hoping with Trump, that he'll continue and at least get a second term, because if your man really starts to surround himself with good advisors, he really needs to have what I call a Samuel Commission. That's you, me, people like John W. Spring and others that can provide him good information, good intel, so he makes valid decisions based on, he's going to make the ultimate decision, but he doesn't have good advisors. And the man, because he's a high-level Royal Archmason, is wearing a white hat. He's doing what is right in his own eyes. But that, by the Bible definition of Genesis 3, is the definition of evil. Even if it looks, tastes, and smells good and comes up with a good outcome, it's still evil if it's not the will of God. And that's what I see happening with Trump. He's no different than King Herod Agrippa before he got drunk and decided to take off the head of John the Baptist, because he was ready to convert. If you actually read the historical record, that King Herod Agrippa was ready to convert to John the Baptist and become a believer. And instead, Jesus wouldn't talk to him because he'd beheaded his cousin the previous year. So people need to start grasping that Trump can go bad because of the bad advisors around him, whether it's the screw-up in North Korea or Iran or something else. And Trump counterpunches, and the thing is that, you know, he's like, as I say, he's like a mob boss, but he's our mob boss, and he's a white knight. But if he gets bad advice, he's going to put people in power, like William Ray of the FBI and other power people that were to work with the deep state, and either probably right after his administration 2024 is over, we're going to have hell to pay, aren't we?
We may indeed, and that's what we talk about in Money, Morality, and the Machine. By the way, as I say, people can get an absolutely free postpaid copy, won't cost you a penny, at 800-630-1492.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, the contest we're seeing right now is an amusing one. Because on the one hand, you see Trump advocating the old idea of the coin of the realm being wealth, quote-unquote, even though that can be taken from you by the government at a moment's notice. We're seeing the socialists in the Democratic Party emerging, and you think, oh, well, they're for equality, they want to do away with wealth. No, they don't. They just want the coin of the realm to be the coin of power, so that the people who rule us will rule by power, not by money. Leaders of the Soviet Union were not necessarily rich in money. They just could get anything they wanted by commanding.
Right. They had a little slip of paper and a proper connection to the party. They could walk down to the gray building and get whatever they needed. Or make a phone call and get it.
You're not getting rid of the rich at all by that path.
No. You're just changing the motives of wealthiness. How's that?
You're just changing the nature of the currency.
Right. The coin of the realm is changing to influence and cybercoin and whatever it happens to be. But it's a different control matrix where there's still people on top, right?
Yeah. And the end is we'll all be drawn down by evil.
Yeah. Unless we describe it accurately, left and right, and keep it on track toward libertarian views and the human autonomy.